We are all looking for that moment of power, that moment where we can burst through anything, be like Superman, like Superwoman, fly away. So when we look at the birds flying in the air, it is such a wonderful flight. Keep looking at the birds. They show you how to fly, to leave all that behind, all that holds one down. They show you how to get up and leave in an instant, to fly away. But we just don't want to fly away, because we also feel a tremendous amount of fearlessness. And we know that we do want to break through the fear we have, the fear of samskaras. That's the only fear we really do have. And we don't like to be criticized all the time. We're tired of that, being told where we are not towing the line, being told this is not right, that's not right, that's not right. And so we rebel from time to time. And we rebel with ones who are closest to us, those that are hearing us out. We don't go and punch holes in the wall or kick our feet into the door and break our knuckles and our toes. We just shout in the face of someone who is very understanding, you see. And we show our fearlessness over there. So there is that desire in all of us to break through. Therefore, meditation is very welcoming. As we walk and talk in our daily lives, and as we go here and there and do everything, we are doing a lot of stuff. We are permitting all that was to continue to live through us. Some we take responsibility for and say, yes, I am doing this because this is my intentionality and this is my responsibility and this is my dharma. And then there are hundreds upon thousands of tiny, tiny affairs that you go through your daily life that you are unconscious of. And you are just allowing the past to live through you. So you just carry on every day, carry on. Doing and continuing what was. Many, many lives are in each body. Many lives. Goes back generations. Then you ask yourself the question, who am I? Wow, what a mouthful. You don't know where to begin. Generations, hundreds and hundreds of people. All the voices in your body, moving you to keep it up each day. Some of the voices are not good. They hurt you, they give you pain. And then there are some voices very pleasurable, soothing, and they allow you and give you inner peace. Therefore, you are here today because of those gentle voices that have persuaded you to enter upon the spiritual path. Many voices are in you. So when you hear yourself having that internal dialogue, that constant chitter-chatter, many voices. And it all sounds like your voice. All those voices, and they only sound like yours. It would be wonderful if those voices would show themselves. Say, this is the voice of your grandpa talking now. Then you automatically become the grandchild. Say, well, grandpa, I don't want to do that. Yeah? I don't have to do it anymore. You're not here anyway, so why should I do it? But grandpa is so smart. He changed his voice into your voice. And he said, now I'll let him or her think it's she or him doing the whole thing. You see how we are tricked? Many voices. And it's only one voice. You only hear one voice, your own voice. Amazing, isn't it? And you keep talking to yourself and you say, I can't stop this chitter chatter in my head. I can see voices of the past, all coming in your own voice. Totally tricked, my gosh. So we have to become a trickster too. So, okay, I'm going to do yoga now. I'm going to walk the middle road and sing the song. I walk this path with you alone. The middle way. Overcoming the pain and the pleasure. Those voices that haunt us day and night so carefully. And you always say, yeah, I'm thinking this, I'm thinking that, I can't stop thinking, I can't stop thinking. You can, very easily. Just stop it. No, Guruma, it's not that easy, you know. Yeah, I know it's not that easy. I'm a master at it. I know how it keeps going. I can tune it out, tune it off, in and out. But you can, you see, by taking a deep breath and then exhale. And as long as you're conscious of your breathing, those voices don't bother. So when you're feeling fatigued and tired of the constant chitter-chat in the mind, take a deep breath and it stops. And then exhale it. Become conscious of the breathing. Inhale Om, exhale Shanti. That's why mantras are important. Repetitions are important because it is all sound, all language. And so when you have the chitter chatter in the mind, it's all formations of sound and they take the body of language. So you replace that internal dialogue with another language called mantra, called japam, called pranayam. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Just replace this word, replacing words. But when it's done consciously, the Shakti within you rises. The internal powers of consciousness arises and gives you support to be free of the samskaras that are constantly dragging us away. Dragging us away, simply dragging us away. So being absorbed in work and work for the Dharma, creating your life with responsibility, allows you the freedom to be free. This is what we want to be, free. We want to be self-realized. We don't want to continue the past. So many bodies, so many lives. Can you imagine you're sitting with about more than 100 lives in your body? You know, all the ancestors and you sit there looking pretty. Huh? Just me, look at me. Me, who am I? I'm part of my mother, I'm part of my father, and their ancestors, and their ancestors, and them. And then when you tune in television, you got all those bodies there too. Huh? All the horror movies you watched, all the wonderful movies you watched. You know, all those characters in your body, all running. Everything is running wild. And they all want to come out, but you are the Dwarkinath, you are the gatekeeper. You can say, yes, you're going to go out and you're going to continue living, or you're going to say, no, I'm going to tend to you, pay up my dues, and that's it, forget it, that's it, I'm done. Easy, right? Sounds very easy to do, right? I hope it will be easy for you, but you have to work at it. And it can be very easy, it can be. And sometimes, especially if you've had very, very strong attachments, those attachments really are the heaviest. They are like heavy metal iron, you know, that clink clank all over the place. Wherever you go, it's banging away at you, you know. If you've had very, very strong attachments. Being attached to the Dharma, that's a wonderful attachment because it leaves you free, you see, and you are doing the great work. You're doing the great work of liberation. And you're freeing yourself and freeing all others around you. That you can never be too attached to, you see. It frees you to be all that you can be. So know that you are past and you are present and you are future. So in your hands, meaning in the karma that you do every day, the activity that you perform every day, is what will show you where you're going. In your mind, hold noble thoughts. Look at the flowers. They offer up a fragrance. The grass remains green. You can always see the green of the grass. The rain that falls. You can see the sky. Hold noble thoughts. Look away from samskaras, especially those that have hurt you most. Or maybe I should say, given you the most pleasure. Because it gave you the most pleasure, you have the most pain. Isn't that nice? Yeah, we should look at it like that, right? Not the pain that you have, the pleasure that you're holding on to. That you want repeated. You can never repeat anything a second time. It's so difficult to do that. Like an artist would want to paint the same picture over again, can't do it. Only one at a time, once. So experiences that happen in our life also is once. But some experiences have been so intensified with so much pleasure that one cannot help but have the pain. Just as intense. It has to balance off, you know. It has to balance off. Now we will do a little meditation for about 10 minutes or so. But before we go into meditation, I want you to know that all those thoughts you have and all the activities in your life are already programmed and you just move in it. But when you go into meditation, a mind that is born out of meditation is a totally different mind. It's a very independent, individual mind. A mind that does not carry on samskaras, a mind that releases and does not have any samskaras. But the ordinary mind, the mind that you are walking with, talking with every day and living through, are minds that you have incorporated into your life through all generations of your life. And so a lot of things that you do is what was done already, and you are just continuing what was. And you do it very artistically and sometimes independently, and you think it is your own individual self that is doing this. No, it is the minds of many minds that you are living through. But when you go into meditation, and when you can sit there, a new mind is born. A mind that does not have samskara, no samskaras. Seek that mind. So when you go into meditation, take a few short breaths or long breaths if you want to. Relax the shoulders, relax the solar plexus, the hips, where you will place a lot of weight on because it helps you to sit. And so you'll feel a lot of pressure around here. So what you have to do is relax your thighs, your knees, your toes, your ankles, all these parts of you has to be relaxed. So doing a few breaths will help you to relax the body. So before you get into meditation, also rotate the shoulders like this. Just move it a little like this to release the tension that's there. Up, put both shoulders up like this and bring it down, up and bring it down. That sort of massages the spine and releases the tension that is locked in each vertebrae and also in each rib. So you pull your skin up with all the flesh over there. And so you're pulling up the tension and then releasing it. Go like this. You know, got to release the tension. Okay? And then bend your head and do a few neck rolls like this, galabans, clockwise and then counterclockwise. And then back, look all the way back, then forward, just to release the tension. At home, make sure you do this, okay? Okay, let us get into meditation now. Get into your breath. Thoughts will come. Just allow them to just float, okay? They can float like autumn leaves. Let them go. they're falling off the trees, falling off. Just let them fly away. All the thoughts, they'll come, they'll drift, they'll try to hold your attention. Just let it go. Just sit in your breath, go with your breath, okay? Focus in between your eyebrows and just be there for about 10 minutes. Be relaxed now. Om Shanti. You may keep your eyes half open, looking directly on the floor in front of you if you have a tendency to sleep. If not, you may close your eyes and go within yourself. Om Shanti.